Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom,
keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I like the phrase take turns. It means you take a turn. Many of you are so silent in what you really think, feel, need, expect, deserve, want. Many of you never speak up for yourself. Many of you get bulldozed every single conversation and you keep blaming them for bulldozing versus speaking up. Many people do not participate in conflict. They just listen. They get mad, passive aggressive. They quit. They stonewall. They refuse to set boundaries. They refuse to ideate. And they just get more and more disconnected, disengaged, stop participating. And if you've ever been in a situation like that with someone else, it drives you mad. It's just like, I can't believe they're stonewalling me. I can't believe they're not participating. And it gets very, very upsetting. For me, that's a big one for me. When someone, like, I know that triggers me. When they won't participate in a respectful process, whew, I gotta breathe, I gotta move, I gotta self-talk, baby. Emotional regulation, because that one will get me going. But I see it all the time. And so take turns means you take your turn and you set up the space that they're going to make theirs. You ask the questions to draw them out. You give them the platform to speak. You express what you need to express. You take a beat and you don't wait. Listen, this is so important if you want to be a great communicator. After you've expressed what you needed to express, please don't expect them to comply, accept, validate, or say yes to what you just said. Think about it this way. You just got to take your turn. Now they get to take their turn. Then you get to move towards resolution. But what you just said was not the resolution. What you just said was your piece. You took your turn. Now they get to take their turn. In taking their turn is not set up. They have to agree or comply. They just get their turn. And when they get their turn, you listen. When they get their turn, you reflect. That's the key. Most people, when you take your turn, you expect compliance. And that's where the whole thing falls apart in conflict. That they have to do it your way all the time, immediately. Oh man, that sucks. I know you've been there before, but the reality is most people think they've been there before, but don't realize they've put others there before too. And we have to take ownership of that. Again, this is not Brendan Burchard being perfect to you. I've done this a million times accidentally. I mean, I don't know how many conversations I've had where I feel like I've made a great argument and they should just go, yes. And then they don't. And I'm like, how can you not agree with that? And then I argue with them and it devolves from there instead of builds from there because I didn't make sure they took their turn. Now that I have vented or I've expressed, now they get an equal part to share back And when they share back, even if they didn't agree with me yet, and I just want them to say, yes, I've got to go, okay, Brandon, fine. Feelings, interests, needs, expectations, listen for those, reflect those back. Because if they feel heard right now, then we can move to resolution.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Please do me a favor. Make sure you take your turn. Make sure you share your feelings and your interests and your needs and your expectations. Make sure that you breathe and manage your self-talk as you're doing that. A lot of you never speak up for yourself. And that makes conflicts actually worse because you're training the other person to keep taking their turn and not listening through yours. So now their expectation is, oh, well, you don't share. So I'm just going to share and think you should comply. And we train the other person because we never set our own boundaries. We never use our voice. We don't speak up. And I can tell you, I've had a tremendous number of clients who we had to work on this, you know, throughout our coaching practice with them. Just like often, like, did you share your real thoughts, feelings, needs, desires, and dreams in that conversation? And often they say no. And what we do, instead of making them feel bad for it, we go back to identity and ask, do you want to feel like you're living your authentic life? Do you want to feel like you're authentically expressing who you really are? Because maybe now's the time to start doing that. Even if, and why do people not do that? Well, you and I both know, because they haven't had this training yet. So they don't know how. The last time they go, Brendan, you understand, the last time I tried, she railroaded me. He railroaded me. They bullied me. You don't understand. The last time I tried, I'm like, I know. But just like riding a bike, it takes a lot of practice. And there's some fundamentals and principles we've talked about that I hope will help you next time. You know, in almost all of the research and communication, one of the most profound things you can do throughout conflict is taking turns. You know, just taking turns. And these are ancient traditions, right? You get the talking stick passed to you at the campfire and you feel like you belong to the tribe. If you don't get the stick and you get to talk, you don't feel as connected to the tribe. Like this is old school stuff. We just forget to do it. Common sense, not always common practice. Make sure the other person got their turn and make sure you take your turn. And even if that creates messiness in the first couple times, you'll learn to respect the process. Maybe if you have a willing participant or a team member who's watching this, if you're in Growth Day, get Growth Day for them, for your team or your enterprise, and let them watch this. And you can learn new ways of doing this together. That's the hope. That's the power of personal growth.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn
You're happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.